Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Seller Performance Solutions. I'm Chris McCabe of eCommerce Chris. I'm here with Leah McHugh, and today's guest is Matt Lovell of Well Insurance, capital W-E-L-L Insurance.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself, Chris and Leah?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
You're our first guest, actually, on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome as our first guest on the podcast. And we're glad we're talking to you because product compliance and product liability insurance are hot, hot topics right now.
Absolutely.
You're talking to people about it all the time. We are dealing with sellers who lose listings, who get warnings, who are asked for compliance documentation. This is just kind of going round and round at this point, showing that Amazon is now enforcing things that were in place years ago, but were being ignored by what? Sellers and Amazon, would you say both equally, or how did we get?
Absolutely.
Equally.
Yes.
Equally. Amazon obviously has a responsibility and they've been trying to share the responsibility with sellers in terms of compliance. But why do you think it was just Amazon not paying attention to it and that's why sellers put off investing in it, or how did we get here?
I don't know if it was the couple of the lawsuits that Amazon has recently been involved in, if that's kind of set the precedent and made them rethink their stance on it. Mm-hmm. But as of, you know, a couple of weeks ago, they started sending out the notices that if you were a professional seller and you had reached that threshold, you had basically had 30 days to get a certificate of insurance on file with them or face suspension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, they may have thought about it before, but they just didn't take action. Or how did they get to the point where they had to be prodded by Amazon? Because obviously liability insurance isn't Amazon specific. It's something you need as a business, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the policy is not platform specific. It will follow the LLC or the corporation or the individual. You know, it will cover basically every platform that e-commerce seller is selling on. But Amazon does want to be specifically included as an additional insured. And they do have some specific requirements to fulfill. Million dollar general liability must include products liability, must list them as additional insured, and then provide them with a certificate of insurance.
Right.
Being listed as an additional insured, that's fairly standard, right? I've seen other people requesting that for like events or warehouses wanting to be specifically named.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very standard in the insurance business. It's not a huge cost to do that. And Walmart, Wayfair are two of the other platforms that really, really require the insurance that we see for the most part. But now Amazon has started enforcing, enforcing it. So we send a lot of certificates to Amazon on behalf of the sellers.
Yeah. I think, you know, beyond just Amazon requirements, I think if you're selling a product, probably a good idea to have liability insurance in case someone gets hurt or gets sick using your product.
Right.
Do you work with people off of Amazon as well? Or are you guys mostly Amazon specific?
We deal with probably 90% of Amazon sellers, but we will ensure that the seller that just has the Shopify store down to the mom and pop that are, you know, doing business on it.
Mm-hmm.
But majority of our business is on the Amazon platform. That's the elephant in the room.
Yeah. I mean, I guess everybody is if you're in e-commerce now.
When people were contacting you about the account suspension insurance packages, did they bring this up as well? Or did you bring it up? Or did people get product liability in place earlier than they would have because they had contacted you about the suspension insurance?
Well, the suspension insurance actually went away in January of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We've really been focusing on the general products liability for about 2 or 3 years now. The suspension policy was real good for us to get the foot in the door to show the seller that we were a legit e-commerce insurance agency.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I figured back then you'd kind of survey them, what do you sell?
Yes.
What insurance do you have for that? And would they come back with these answers? Actually, we don't have liability insurance for those products. And then maybe they would say Amazon hasn't forced us to do that yet, or they viewed it as an extra expense. But I'm sure they understood the concept of insurance. And if anything went wrong with their product, it was a good thing to have.
Yes. I mean, the general liability policy that includes the product liability will help to pay to defend the customer. You know, it will hire an attorney to defend them in court. And then it could pay any judgments that are levied against them by the judge and jury should their products cause bodily injury or property damage. That's what the policy is really designed to do, is just protect the assets of the business, but also now to keep them in compliance with Amazon's terms of service.
Mm-hmm. So for those sellers who don't currently have general liability insurance or product liability insurance, what is the process of applying and getting that?
We have a form on our website well-insurance.com. It'll take about 2 minutes to work through it. Some real basic information, name, address, link to Amazon store or link to your website. You know, depends on where they're selling. Couple questions. Are you selling private label? Do you rebrand, repackage, relabel? Hit submit, sends over to us. We've got a real quick turnaround time, and we're always real good about getting back to sellers to let them know that we've received it, and we will be in touch very soon. Pretty quick process.
Yeah, seems pretty simple and important.
Very important.
So anybody that's listening that doesn't have it,
streamlined,
go get liability insurance.
Right. I mean, we can all see which way this is going with Amazon. It's going in the direction of more focus on product safety, product compliance, liability insurance, yes. Certificates of analysis, certified lab, using certain labs to test your products,
right,
all the way down the checklist. So this is just another thing that people should be factoring in as their regular process, I would say.
That is one of the questions on our form too, is do you have any safety testing certificates? Mm-hmm. That's part of the insurance vetting process is asking about those certificates and making sure that the products are safe, you know, for the consumer to use and to purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was interesting. You mentioned a few minutes ago, you figure out what kind of seller they are, right? Are they reselling it or do they make it themselves?
Yes.
Because we're now starting to see resellers on Amazon who are being asked for compliance documentation that they don't have. The manufacturer, or the creator of the product has it or should have it.
Right.
But the resellers, some of them don't.
Correct.
Haven't thought about it, don't have any of those things. So they have to either get it done themselves,
right,
or they have to go to the manufacturer, which is not something we had seen before. It's kind of interesting.
I imagine a lot of resellers haven't really thought about the fact that they're, as a reseller, liable for selling that product. So they probably hadn't even really thought about the safety testing side of what it is that they're selling.
What a lot of sellers don't realize is that even if they're not rebranding or repackaging a product, if they're importing it from overseas, China specifically, they become the manufacturer of that product. Mm-hmm. You can't surrogate back against the Chinese manufacturer. So in essence, they are the manufacturer of that product and they have all of the product's liability exposure at that point.
Sure, yeah. And hopefully they do understand that.
Correct.
And anyone that wants us to explain it to them, of course, we can give them some degree of explanation, but we're also going to be sending them your way for the complete version because some of them don't understand it entirely and they are new to this. So.
And we're always happy to jump on a quick call or answer an email. We would rather educate the customer on what they're purchasing and why they're purchasing it,
right,
versus just selling them a policy with them not understanding what they're buying.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're adding an expense, although I would argue that insurance maybe isn't, shouldn't be classed as an expense.
Correct.
It's good to know what it is that Correct. You're paying
right.
for.
Right. Great. Any last thoughts or anything we haven't touched on that sometimes we get tunnel vision on the Amazon stuff and we leave out things that businesses face that they have to address outside of the Amazon marketplace? Is there anything that you think people need to know as they dive into this?
Just make sure that you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's when it comes to doing your due diligence, you know, making sure you're covered, make sure you're covered properly. Don't just have a policy because it's cheap and it satisfies Amazon. Mm-hmm. Make sure your business is actually covered what you're actually selling. I guess that's my last word of advice.
Yeah, that's great. I feel like we're constantly telling people to do due diligence. So that's a great piece of advice.
Yeah. No, it doesn't hurt to mention it one more time. But
yeah.
Thanks again, Matt, for joining us. And again, Well Insurance.
Yep.
If you want to throw out the link one more time, it's
well-insurance.com.
Any questions on that? Reach out to Matt, reach out to us. We'll get you there.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.